What's going on, everybody? AJ Capasso here from Talking with the Source. I'm here with my beautiful girlfriend, Tammy. Tammy, how are you?
How are you?
Good, good. So today we have an awesome guest. Our guest today, her name is Susan Owens, and she is an amazing numerologist that I want to bring forward to show our guests some stuff about numerology and talk about the synchronicities and stuff like that go on with numerology and just the whole part about numerology. I just think that would be pretty fascinating. So let me bring forward Susan real quick. Hey, Susan, how are you?
Yeah, I'm great. Hi, Tammy. How are you?
Good. So happy to have you on. So I wanted to get started immediately because I'm super fascinated by this, like I was telling you in back. Can you give us a little like description of what numerology is to begin with?
Yes, I have. Okay, well, let me start with, I've studied it for decades, right? Numerology has been around since before time. It was our first language. Numbers were our first language. And so it's been a foundation of our lifetimes, right? And the other thing, numbers 1 through 9, all the numbers in the universe can be reduced down to those 9 numbers, okay? 0 is just a placeholder. So when we look at numerology, we look at our birth date, because that gives us a lot of information about who we are, our superpowers, all kinds of information, challenges that we have in our lifetime. The other piece of information that we get a lot of numerology from is the name on our birth certificate, because that's who we came in to be. Because we've changed our names. A lot of people change their names 2 and 3 times or more in a lifetime. But it's your birth date or your birth name on your birth certificate that we get the information from, because that's who you are. So those two pieces of information tell us a lot about your personality, your inner you number, your purpose, your destiny in life, your gifts that you came in with. And not only that, I look at them like they're superpowers. So for instance, the way that we calculate your life path or your superpowers is we add the numbers together in your birth date. Okay. So for instance, if you were born January 1, 2007, for instance. Okay. So January is 1, 1, and then the day is 1. So that's 2 plus 2007. 2 plus 2 is 4, and 7 is an 11. And then you add those two digits together, 1 plus 1, and you get a 2. So that would be your life path would be a 2, but it's also a master number. And I did that because you have a master number in your chart, AJ, and I wanted to talk to you about that.
Okay.
But we'll get to that, because I usually don't go into that in interviews, but because you have master numbers, I wanted to explain that to people.
No, please keep going. I don't mind at all.
Okay, good. All right. So as you calculate all those numbers, now I added all your numbers up, and you actually are, speaking of master numbers, a 22-4. Now, when you get to a master number, which means 11, 22, 33, 44, whatever, you stop. You don't reduce them down anymore. And what a master number is, it's a higher vibration of its single digit counterpart, meaning you're a 22-4, that 22 is a higher vibration of the number 4. Now, the number 4 is a worker bee. It's all about structure, discipline, boundaries, getting your job done, keeping your focus, following the rules, being pretty rigid usually in a 4. Now, a 22-4, which is interesting, is a higher vibration of that 4, which means you are a master builder. You have a legacy to build and to leave in this lifetime. So you have all those worker bee numbers, that energy to be able to create things, but it's on a global scale. You've got this divine gift. That's what the master numbers are. It's a divine gift that makes it be a higher vibration. And that means that you're intuitive, You have intuition if you want to follow it. You've got that ability to, what's the word? Interpret, I want to say necessity on a global scale. It's like what you want to build is because it's needed. And do you understand what I'm saying? It's not like, well, I just want to go do this. No, it's because you have an understanding of what the world needs and you want to build that and raise consciousness. Okay. That's what a master number does. Okay.
Yeah. That's so weird you say that. That's so weird you say that. That's so weird. I'll just say that. Keep going.
Okay. It rings pretty true then is what you're telling me. That's what I'm hearing.
Yeah. Yeah, we were just having this type of conversation this morning, actually. So it's kind of funny that you were just saying that, yeah.
I love it. Okay. So the other thing is, Tammy, you were born in November, right? Well, mm-hmm. November is an 11. So that is a spiritual messenger. Now, the other thing, and I don't usually go, this is fun because this is totally different than I normally do in an interview, but you guys are asking me, or bringing up questions. Okay. So if you were born in November, that's a master number 11. Now, numerology has three major cycles in a lifetime. We each go through these major cycles. The first one is our formative years last from birth to about 25 to 30. Okay. And the number influence is our birth month. So Tammy, yours is an 11. And AJ, you were born in June, so yours is a 6. I'll talk about you in a minute, but we're doing master numbers now, so let me talk about Tammy. So Tammy has that 11. That means in the first 25, 30 years of your life, you had an 11 number influence in your life. And that means there was spiritual messenger. It was a time for you to connect to your intuition if you were interested in it. And again, birth to 25 to 30. So there's... and it's probably closer to 25. I think your middle years started a little bit earlier than most because you're at life path one. But as that spiritual messenger, you do this study. You get the influence. You get the intuition and the information. And as a spiritual messenger, your job is to give it to the masses and to raise the consciousness level of the masses. And again, it's the same energy. I want to say it. It's a master number, like the 22 is a master number. So you're fulfilling a need. You're fulfilling I don't want to say prophecy, but you're fulfilling a destiny that consciousness is looking for. Okay. So it really is being a spiritual messenger. Okay. So now rewind. So if you went, what we normally do is the first big number I always look at is our life path or our superpowers. Oh, I forgot to tell you. I've got a new book coming out, shameless plug. It's coming out in April. It's called Know Your Superpowers, Know Your Future. Okay. And it talks about what our life path numbers are, our superpowers. And then it also tells about our personal years. So it talks about our future. And if we have time, I'll talk about our future too. I'll talk about what numerology has to say about our futures, because I can give you a little bit of information there.
Okay.
But anyway, okay. So when we're talking about superpowers, if you add all your birthday numbers together and you get a 1, then that means that your life path or your superpowers is a number 1. And that's you, right, Tammy? I think we figured that out earlier. So this is the leadership number. This is the number that says, I'm in the front of the room. I'm the one that has the answers. I'm the one that has the ideas. I'm not necessarily the one that's going to complete my ideas, meaning I'm not the one that's going to do all the work and create that. You're going to draw, that one will draw people to you that will bring your ideas into manifestation in the material world. Okay, that's what a 1 is. A lot of times they're my way or the highway, you know, and the downfall of a 1 is micromanaging. Seriously, you got to lead by form, right? Okay. So the other thing about a 1 is they don't like being overlooked. That's their one little thing. They don't like being overlooked. But seriously, 1, very strong. And usually it's a masculine number because it's an independent number. And it's the one people look to for answers, because you have that air about you that people see as a leader. And they go to you with their questions. Okay. So two, if your numbers and your birthday, it all added up to two, that would be, this is a feminine number. It's a receptive number. It's intuitive number. And that two means that you are, you're the diplomat. You're the one that wants everyone to get along. You may have been a mediator likely more than once in your lifetime. You find balance and you're great support. So that's the two. The three, the creatives. They're the ones that are the dancers, the writers, the singers, the talkers, the communicators. We love to talk. Mm-hmm. And they're the ones that have a lot of ideas because they're really creative. They've got all these ideas, all these things. The thing about a three is that sometimes they get so many ideas that nothing gets done. It's like, oh, I could do this or I could do this. And so it's getting scattered is an easy thing to do for a three. Now, a four, and we talked about you a little bit already, AJ, but that four really is that worker bee number. It's the one that loves routine, loves structure. They're very disciplined, very boundary, not big risk takers. In fact, one thing I would say about a four is get out of your box. Start thinking outside the box. You know, a lot of times, they follow the rule, whatever the rule is. And for me, a three, rules are good suggestions. I don't, you know, but a four, nope, we're following the rule as verbatim. Okay, so fives, now this is a cool number. Well, they're all cool numbers, but a five is all about freedom and expansion and really experiencing all kinds of life, every bit of life. They want to, it's the five senses, you know, they want to see, taste, touch, and listen to all of the wonderful things that life is. Now, the other thing about that is that they're so adventuresome and change. That's what a five really is about, is change. But they can get caught up in the change and just change just to change. And the other thing is fives, some have a tendency to be the addictive number. So that, because they want to experience all kinds of things.
Yeah.
Number six, this is good. Six is home and family. That's the number that says I'm a great caregiver. I can handle situations that other people maybe cannot. They're good supporters. They're great in relationship. And again, their home is really important. Now, you've got a six in your chart. In fact, that's the year that's your month chart. So in your beginning years, you learned about what home and family was about growing up. Either you had a very, I don't want to say structured, traditional family, meaning mom, dad, the whole thing, or you learned about family from, I'll say, the lack of it. Does that make sense?
So, oh, yeah, that does make complete sense, actually. Mm-hmm. And I learned family from my grandmother. So my grandmother, grandfather, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So it having that, being born in June, doesn't mean that you have the, I can't believe I'm saying this, Leave It to Beaver family, but it's about learning about family, and you can learn about family a lot of different ways, but that's what your beginning years were about. Yeah. A seven life path is a different one. You don't have a seven right off the top of the chart in your numbers, but they do appear later. But you have a seven, which is all about introspection. The sevens are the intellectuals. They're the ones, the researchers. They ask the big questions, like, what are we doing here? What's life really about? And they're the mental ones. I'll just put it that way. They're not real social. They prefer their books and their study to people a lot of times. And then eights, money, management, being an authority. Eight is all about money. Now, that's interesting because you have two eights in your chart. You have...
Oh, I have three, right? Because my day.
Right. June 8th, but then 1988 turns out to be an eight. So you've got two two major cycles that are eights. And that's really interesting, because when those are back to back, you're going to be really understanding about money. You're going to understand what money is all about. Now, either you have it or you don't have it. Either you're really good with it or you suck at it, or you're not good at it. And life will bring you lessons to be good at it. So what's interesting about that eight and any number, if you've understood the number and you've mastered that number, then you feel supported by that number. In fact, like an eight, where money just comes to you. But if you haven't mastered the number, you're still working with money, you're still trying to figure it out, whatever, how to manage it, then it feels like that eight works against you. It's real interesting to see how the numbers really work. But your lifetime is about understanding money. And the thing of it is, all the other numbers point to you. You can have a lot of it. Once you make peace with that eight, it's all going to come to you. That's what I'd say. Nine, the last one. Let me get to this one, and I'll let you ask another question.
That's just so fascinating that you just said that. But yeah, go ahead, please.
Okay. Yeah. Stop me. So the nine, the last number in the life paths that we're going to talk about, is a nine. Now, nine is the number of learning through loss. It's forgiveness, letting go, unconditional love, being surrender. Serving humanity in a way that brings joy to a lot of people in a lot of different ways. So that's a nine. That's the last number I'll talk about for right now. But anyway, there it is. I said all you had to do was ask me a question and I'm off. So anyway,
I absolutely love it. I tell you what, that was so much amazing information just from what you told me right there, because everything you said was absolutely spot on. And about the eights, I find it very funny, because I heard that same thing before as I started studying numerology, that, you know, either I'm going to have it or I'm not going to have it. I'm going to be good at it or I'm going to suck at it. And I'm not going to lie, right now I'm sucking at it. And I just had this conversation with her the other day. I said, listen, I literally need you to basically take my debit card from me. And, you know, I need to be given an allowance almost, you know what I'm saying, to like understand this situation, you know. So it's so funny that you said that. So
and I have people in my life too that really, in fact, I have in my circle, I have one that's very good with money. He's almost a miser. And then I've got one that just has yet to figure it out. So it's interesting to watch that. And I know that as soon as they figure it out, it's just going to come. So, you know, I was watching. There's all kinds of programs, and I don't need to counsel on those, but there's all kinds of programs. And I remember one of the things that they said, the first rule of money is you spend less than you make. And I was like, oh, yeah, but I can tell you, this one person that doesn't know anything about money, just hasn't figured it out yet, doesn't understand that even, that concept even. So
yeah,
it's interesting. And it's just energy. That's the thing. It really is energy. But the thing that I get in your numbers, AJ, is that you will get it. You will get it. It's there for you to get it. And it just is a matter of time. But it can get uncomfortable. There's no question.
Well, thank you. I really appreciate that. That really like helped me a lot. Like really. So thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you. So, oh man, I'm blown away. I can't even know what I want to ask now.
Okay. All right. Okay, good. Well, good. I got one. So the other thing that I usually talk about in interviews, and this is really interesting too, because this gives you some information. Rewind real quick. I want to tell you, you're an old soul, AJ. And we get that because you have a zero challenge. Now there's pinnacles and challenges, and I won't go through all of that, but you have a zero challenge in your chart, and that tells me that you're an old soul. So this isn't your first rodeo, and that's why I'm telling you, you've got potential. And not only that, it could be coming up at a really good time for you. Okay, so yeah. Without getting into too much detail, you got a numbers that showed up in your chart around 2024. So this would be in your birth date. So June, July, right? What do we say, June or July? I've got forgotten.
Yeah. June, yeah.
Okay, so last June, and there's a cycle that runs. Now, this is unique to you. It runs until you turn 40. So it's a four-year cycle. And it's a challenging cycle. I won't lie to you. It's a challenging one. So you're kind of in the middle of it right now, or just beginning it, I guess. So it's a very spiritual time. And I would say that when you look back over this, after you turn 40, you're going to go, oh, yeah, that was tough. But wow, I'm a different person. So just a heads up to be gentle with yourself. Because it's,
you know, that's so absolutely wild that you said that, because last June, actually, it was actually August. I was, we had an argument with my family, and I basically got arrested for a disorderly conduct for an argument that they lied about a statement thing. And I got kicked out of the house, and I was homeless. And I was homeless for a little while until my friends helped me stay at their house for a little bit. And that's the people that I stay with right now. They're an older couple, and they helped me out. And, you know, it's so funny that you said that, because I asked myself last year, why did I thought this was supposed to be my year, my astrology year or whatever, you know, the zodiac sign or the Chinese zodiac or whatever, you know, because I'm a dragon. I was like, this is going to be a great year. And then all of a sudden that happened, and it totally, you know, got me down. So to hear that this is going to be, you know, a certain amount of time, it's not going to be forever, is a really relieving thing. So.
Yes. And like I said, when you hit 40 and then. That, let's see, 2028 is an 8-year. Yeah, buddy, I see. This is your life. These next few years are really, you're gonna have a lot of lessons, a lot of life lessons. But you know, keep your head down, do your work. You're gonna have a new life. Seriously, that's how I see it. Totally, because you've got the numbers to be a huge success. That's the thing. I look at this and I go, yeah, there's numbers here that say. You've got good details, because you've got a destiny of a one, which tells me not only that, it's a 110 that says I'm the magician. You've got that. You have a little karmic debt, but who doesn't? So don't worry about that. And you've got great potential. You've got some creativity pieces coming that I think are going to change the way you see things. Not only are these next year, few years going to change the way you see things, but you also have a 3 energy that shows up that's going to give you some creativity piece. So it's going to be good. It's going to get better. I can tell you that. Maybe not right away, but it will.
You know, that's so funny, because I am a musician, and I stopped playing guitar and really performing when I lost my band when I was younger at 21 years old. And we just broke up as a band. We went our separate ways because we were getting older as kids. And it's funny, because recently I picked my guitar back up and I started playing again, and her daughter actually sings, and she's an amazing singer, absolutely amazing singer. And it actually inspired me to start playing more. And it was a pretty amazing thing. So it's I wonder if she is a 3. That's pretty funny that you said that.
Yeah, that's, yeah, I would encourage that for you. That's not creativity in any form, in my opinion, is not a bad thing. It would bring a little bit of balance to your, it might infuse that 22-4 a little bit, you know, I mean, yeah. Just to be able to express yourself. I think it's a really cool thing for sure. Yeah.
No, okay. Definitely. Thank you.
Good. Okay. So the other thing that I was going to talk about is our future. Now numerology runs on a 9-year cycle. Okay. Like I said, all numbers come down from 1 to 9. So we are now currently 2025 is a 9-year. It's 2 + 2 + 5 = 9. So we're in the last year of a 9-year cycle universally. Okay. And it changes every year because the numbers change every year. So in this last year, everyone has that 9 influence in their chart. So it's about letting go, about cleaning out, about releasing anything you don't want in your life anymore. Things leave, friends leave, things just change in a 9-year. And it's really all about what you don't need anymore, making way to begin another 9-year cycle in 2026, okay? Because that's a 1-year, all right? Now, the other thing about those numbers is that we also have a personal year. Now, your personal year you get by adding your birth month and your birthday together, and then you add that to the current year. So yours is June 8th. So 6 plus 8 is 14. 1 plus 4 is a 5. And then you add that to 9, because 2025 is a 9. And that's 14 and 1 plus 5. So you're in a 5-year this year. Now, what that means to you is life's going to change. Okay. This is going to be a good year for you to reach out, search for freedom, expand your thoughts, expand your life. Good year to take risks. If some opportunity comes along, see what you can do about taking advantage of it. Again, watch your addictions, that kind of thing. Not that you have any, but just pay attention to repeating patterns in your life that maybe aren't that healthy.
No, it makes sense. It makes sense. Yeah. I'm a recovering addict, so it makes sense.
There you go. So, yeah, because it's a challenge for recovering people to manage that freedom, right? I mean, you either have so much of it that you become irresponsible, or you don't have any, and then you just lose your life force. So it's real important to be able to manage that. But again, it's a good year for you to do this. Now, the other thing, I'll tell you that in a minute. I'm going to make a note so I don't forget about that. But your number, like I said, is a 5, but let me start in the beginning. So a 1, did we do yours? Oh, you're a 2, you're in a 2-year, Tammy, I think, because you were born in November. Yeah. Or an 11-year, spiritual year for you. So, let me start in the beginning and then I'll catch up with you. But in a 1-year, that's new beginnings. We got the 9-year cycle. It's the first year of that 9-year cycle. So I tell people, okay, what is it that you want to create in the next 9 years? And who do you want to be in 9 years? What do you see for yourself in 9 years? And I tell people this, I love this. There's 3 columns, and it's not enough to just create in your head, right? It's not enough to have all these wonderful ideas floating around in your head, what you want to manifest. You got to put it down in physical form. And I'm a writer, so it's easy for me to write, but really write this stuff down. And you have 3 columns. And the first column, I tell people, you write down your must-haves. So what must you have? Okay. Sobriety, good health. You know, I mean, there's a lot of must-haves that you'd want in that very first column. The second column is, would be nice if, you know, well, for me, it'd be nice if I lost a couple pounds or whatever, you know, I mean, just would be nice if. The third column, and I love this one, the third column is in my wildest dreams. So this is where you don't censor yourself. You just write down anything, whatever your pen says, whatever comes out, that's your wildest dreams. And I don't hang that on the refrigerator. I put it in a safe place and I check it, you know, every once in a while, but I don't think I have to look at it every day. I don't think that's how manifestation works. I don't think that's how the universe works. I think you just need to put it out there and leave it alone, basically. So that's the 1 year. Okay.
I just want to say something. What's so funny you just said to Tammy was the other day, I literally just got her 2 days ago a book that's called the 369 Manifestation Technique book. And it's about writing stuff down like you were just talking about. So it's so funny that you literally just said that to her. You can't make this up. Like you can't.
I know,
it's sitting right there.
It's literally sitting right next to us. It's, like, you can't make it up.
It's a good book too. I'm familiar with that one. So that's great. Well done. So again, in that 2 years, so that 1 year is really, it's big. Because it's the beginning of the 9-year cycle and there's all kinds of opportunities that are going to come at you. It's a real outwardly focused year and it's a doing year, physical year. Like I said, that 1 is a masculine number. Sometimes in a 1 year, father issues can come up. I mean, there's all kinds of things that can happen in a 1 year. So in a 2 year, now yours is an 11-2. So think about everything I'm saying, but with a higher vibration. A divine influence. So in a 2 year, it's all about being cooperating, partnerships, working with others and being the diplomacy is important. Filling in those blanks. You're not really trying to manifest anymore. That was done in that 1 year, but it'd be a year to fill in the blanks, so to speak. And you do the fine tuning to all those manifestations. That would be what the 2 years about. And it's a receptive year. It's slower. Thank you very much. Because that 1 year can be really intense. So the 2 years slower, and you get to sit back and kind of breathe and receive. Again, that's that divine number, but twos also are intuitive. So it's really staying connected. It's really what it comes down to. In a 3 year, this is my, and it's down to three. So I love anything, all things three. 3, 6, 9 too, right? But threes.
Yeah.
And a 3 year is having a good time. Threes love to enjoy life. And that's what life is about in a 3 year. Really understanding how to enjoy things. Now, also, it's about clearing up any miscommunications, because threes are communicative. So if there's any questions about anything and understanding your emotions, that can come out. But really enjoy yourself in a 3 year. Social, creative, oh my gosh, you've got all this creativity infusion floating around. So in a 3 year, have a good time, because in a 4 year, you're going to work. Now, this is a challenge for me. Like I told you, I'm not fond of four. However, it's an important number. I need structure. I need discipline. Or as a creative, you're not going to be any good at anything, right? Like, I mean, you could be an incredible guitarist, right? But unless you sit down and practice and really understand what it means to play and finger a guitar and understand the notes and the chords, you're not going to be a good guitarist, right? So you need, along with that creativity comes the structure. So in a 4 year, just you keep your head down, do your work. And the thing that's cool about a 4 year is if you do that, you look back and you go, oh, wow, I accomplished something. So there's the potential in a 4 year, but it is a year to really work. And it's a year to build a new foundation, because in the next year, you've got that 5 year, which means freedom, expansion, and really taking advantage of every opportunity. So that's that 5 year. And what that can be a challenge, like we already talked about. But that's why you have a really solid foundation under you in that 4 year. 6 year, home, family, and relationships. So in a 6 year, we call it the marriage and divorce year. Now that's extreme, right? I mean, but somewhere along that spectrum, all your relationships are going to be. You're going to look at it and say, well, is this what I want? Is this how I want my relationship? And either you redo your vows or you choose out. So somewhere along that spectrum. And you're going to be, the family will need you, or you're going to need the family in a 6 year. So this is next year for you, AJ. Remember that. That'll be 2026 for you. So then after that, then we get into the 7 year. So you've had this 6 year full of service. And then in a 7 year, you get to relax a little bit and go inward and reassess where you are in your life. Is this what I want? Am I fulfilling my destiny, my purpose? And you get to look back again at that 1 year and say, well, is this really what I still want? That's what a 7 year's about, asking. 8 years about money and management, being an authority. Last year was an 8 year for me. So that was the year I launched my business and my online business. So it was a big year. It was a big year. Investment money comes and goes big time in an 8 year. Goes, it seems like a lot more than comes. But anyway, there's a flow to it in 8 year.
Yeah.
And then in a 9 year, we're back to the 9 year where things are completion. So that's the 9 year cycle. And we all go through that every year. There's always some change, always some new energy that comes in and goes out, so to speak. But it's been a challenge this, let me say it this way. 8 year is really demanding because it just requires a lot of attention to do business. And then it was interesting because in January, there's an overlap, right? It doesn't just stop December 31st and then, you know, the energy. But it was that first week that I started feeling not so driven. You know, like all last year, I was just, I have to get this done. I've got to do this. I've got to make the business, you know. And then in the 9 year, it was like, oh, stop, just breathe, and made me feel a lot better. Anyway, so that's where I'm at. That's everything I have. I got lots more. Just ask me a question.
Please. I mean, I'm totally blown away with all the stuff you've already told us. I mean, now with numerology, is it true with, I just had a question about the eights and I just forgot what I was going to say. About the fours. Is it true? Because I've heard something about this from a certain YouTube thing out there with numerology, that fours also have to do with law. Like, it's not a great day to be out, you know, say, because you can get tickets or something along those lines or something along that. Is that true?
Well, I look at the seven and the four are both legal issues. Is that what you're looking at?
There we go. Legal issues. Yeah.
Yeah. So those are likely to come up in those years. And the thing about, it did in my life, I had a 4 year that was all attorneys and all kinds of stuff. It was crazy. But, and it's a good thing to get it completed in a 4 year because then you're 5 years open to doing something else. But, yes. And then also fours and sevens are, watch your health years. They're potential challenges health-wise in those years. So, you know, eat right, exercise, whatever, especially in those years. Because, yeah, there's numbers that are prone to different things every year because they have different energy. That's the thing. This is what I was going to tell you. On my website, my book, Wisdom and Numerology.
Yeah.
And on this is my website, Wisdom and Numerology. If you sign up, and it's a freebie, just give me your email. Every month, I will send you an update about what's going on that month with your personal year. So, for instance, you're in a 5 year, and this is next month will be an 8 month for you next year, March will be an 8 month. So it's a money month. And then it breaks it down into the months of exactly what's going to happen and what the energy is for you each month. So it's real interesting to look at it that way too. And it kind of gives you a little bit more detailed information about what's happening in that year.
That is amazing. I wanted to actually ask you about your book. I wanted you to tell us a little bit about what it's about and what people can look forward to, you know, reading.
Well, so this one I wrote a couple of years ago. And it's interesting because this book, it was, you think you know something, you ought to write a book, right? And I mean, I did a lot of research for this. And the purpose of this book was because I hadn't found one. I have a huge library of numerology books. And from the encyclopedias all the way to children's book, right? So there wasn't a book that was, here's one. I want to know what my soul number is. Oh, it's a five. And here's a paragraph on reading it. It's not the encyclopedia. It's not all of it, but it's a really good foundation book. I'm really proud of it. And it actually won an award. It won a Divination of Visionary Resources Award. I was pretty proud of that. But anyway,
congrats. So that was awesome. Yeah. Congratulations.
Thank you. Anyway, so, and it's a funny story too, but anyway, that's this book. And then that was the website. So the new book I've got coming out is, and it should be out in April. So I'll come back and we'll talk about it.
Yeah, absolutely.
That one is a lot of what I've said in a lot more detail of basically what I said today, talking about your life path, your superpowers, and then talking about your personal year. And in the book, it breaks it down not only monthly, but every day has a different number because every day is a different number. So there's even a one-liner about what to do that day, you know, whether it's
get
done or whether it's, you know, just take it easy today. Enjoy yourself. Or no, you got to work today. Get organized. Or, you know, everything that has all been done. So it's a fun book too, and I can't wait for it to come out. And I'm hoping April. We'll see.
Oh, that sounds fun. I like that idea, and I love how you're doing the one-liners and stuff like that. It's really great affirmation type stuff, and I love that. I think that can really help a lot of people for sure.
it gives you focus, and it does resonate with whatever the day's energy is, because I know on an 8-day, seriously, I'll write a check or there'll be money coming in or something on an 8-day. It's about money or being an authority. There's something about that, or my authority's challenged or expressed or something. Yeah. And I totally get that. On a 4-day, oh, I've got to work. You know, I've got to give myself a project on that 4-day to get structures, you know.
Yeah.
Well, that was the thing of four. Remember 2020?
Yeah.
That was a 4-year. And what did we all do on a whole global scale? But we developed a new foundation to run our lives. We couldn't do it. It's not the same anymore. It isn't. Oh. And during that year, we had to figure that out. Well, that's a classic four. That's what that four is.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah. So I can't wait. I'll bring my new book. When I come back, I'll bring my new book. I'm excited.
Oh, please, please do. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I'm going to definitely pick up the first book, though, for sure, because I need to have that foundation down in this. And I trust your wisdom as what you told me today. I've never had a reading done like that before. So it was really amazing. So I truly appreciate your work and what you do.
Oh, thanks so much, AJ. I appreciate that, too. I truly, like I said, I read the numbers. That's what I read. And it's fun to see them without knowing who you are.
Yeah.
And then go, okay, wait a minute. I want to meet this guy. Because you've got the numbers to back up what you want to do. You absolutely do.
I appreciate that. You validated a lot of things for me. A lot of things.
I'm glad to hear that. Thanks.
No, thank you. Thank you. And one thing I wanted to ask you was, does numerology also play a part in synchronicity of numbers? Like say like 111 or 333. And
yeah, you know, I just did some what I call 1 minutes, WON, my wisdom and numerology minutes, and I'll put that out on TikTok and on social media. And okay. I just did the angel numbers, and I see them all the time. In fact, the other morning I got up and I hit because I get up early, and I hit the I hit the clock and it was 5:55. And I thought, oh, yay. I love that number because basically life's going to change. That's what that means. But okay.
That's what it means?
Yeah. Yep.
Oh my God. We've seen that number before we started every single night we're on the phone. And we see it every single night that we're on the phone now. It's crazy.
Yep. Something new's coming. So if you see a 111, so 111, either, you know, I guess you get it once a day, then, or no, twice, right? Yeah. So that's an intuitive number. Okay. That those three ones, 111, it means to follow your intuition, whatever that intuition is, then whatever you get, you need to follow it. Okay. So the three twos, 222, again, that two is all about balance and being in alignment. Well, that's your universe. That's your angels, your numbers telling you that you are, in fact, in alignment. You're in the right place. You're at the right time. It's an affirmation for you. So the 333, where you would think it'd be creativity, which I think it is too, but it really is having your angels, your guides, whoever, goddess, whatever you want to say, is sending you lots of love, because that three really is a love number, because threes are really, they are very loving. The sixes are as well, but threes are very loving and they have the ability to be very intimate. But that 333 is, you've got your support and love and guidance right there. That four is letting you know that you are protected. If you see 444, there's, if you're feeling vulnerable at all and you see that means don't worry, your angels are with you. And I said 555, change, because fives are all about change. So something new is coming into your life. The 666, now some people, I think it's, I don't know where it's written, but that seems to always draw up negative connotations, and it's not. It's really, it's kind of a wake up call. There's truth coming, there's spiritual guidance coming, and it's time to really, I want to say surrender to that. The Okay, somebody else asked me about lucky numbers, and mine is a three, just because, again, I talk about three all the time, but three is, and I don't think there's one for everybody. I think everyone has their own, but I don't know if you've ever played the slot machines, but I think if you get sevens, three sevens across, that's a lucky number. So there you go. There's the sevens are lucky, if you want to do it that way.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Good to know. I'll remember that next time I play craps or go, you know, play slots or anything, you know.
Yeah.
Make sure I try to aim for the sevens.
Aim for the sevens. Yeah. Well, except not in craps. You don't want a seven in craps.
Well, no. Yeah. I thought about it after I said it. Craps wasn't the one I was looking for.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I thought about it after I said it.
Yeah. Right. Well, it's been a while since I played craps. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. It's been a while since I gambled, actually, to be honest with you, because I don't gamble. I just don't. I'm like, no, my odds are against me all the time on that one. So I'm good.
Well, that's probably wise then. If you're not feeling it, then don't do it. But
Balance.
Okay, eight. Remember, eight's a balance number. Like when you flip it on its side, that's an infinity symbol. And so you get your spirituality on one side and your material world on another side. So it's managing to stay in balance and everything. And that if you see 888, which is going to be kind of rare, it's all about the affirmation that everything's where you're right on. Everything's where it's supposed to be. Don't worry, it's there. And those nines, again, release, let go. Whatever doesn't serve you anymore. Three nines is remember just to leave it, let it go. You don't want it anymore. If you see a 999 and you're thinking about something, whether you should do it or not, let it go. Just let it go.
Okay. So. I have one other question for you before I will throw the floor over to Tammy and I see if she has anything that she wants to throw out there. But I have a friend that has this thing his whole life that the number 23 has followed him. And every time the number 23 has followed him, it's always been something negative that's happened in his life. Like all the way, like I'm talking serious stuff all the way down to the minorest things.
Really interesting. Okay, so that's a five. 23 is a five. So it signifies change. You know what I would, okay, if somebody talked to me and asked me about that, my first inclination would be to let it go. Because you know how, for instance, if you're buying a car, and you're seeing that you're buying a Camry, for instance, if you're buying a Toyota Camry, then all of a sudden all you see are the Toyota Camrys, right? That's just how it works. Or don't think about the pink elephant or, you know, whatever. And then you do, and then you get in the habit of it. So that would be the thing I would counsel him on, letting that go, because it feels like he's given it more purpose.
Yeah,
that it needs to be. Now that's hard to do because I don't know him. I don't know his numbers, but that's my first feedback on that. You know, if that works.
Yeah, no, definitely. No, I'll definitely let him know because that makes complete sense though about change. You know what I mean? Like let it go and all that kind of stuff. So I completely understand from what he was telling me today. I completely understand what he'll understand from that for sure.
Oh, good. So, okay,
thank
great.
You. Yeah. Okay. Now, I wanted to ask you one other thing was what I do remember what I was going to ask before was about manifestation with numerology. So how do we use numerology in a way to manifest stuff into our reality? Like I know that certain numbers have certain things like say like eights or something along those lines with numbers with money wise and stuff like that. So can you explain a little bit about that?
Well, I look at it. Let me say it. Okay. When I see 11:11 on the clock, that's a portal. Okay. So that's a time. The first thing I do when I see 11:11, and some people I know set their timers, you know, to 11:11, set their alarm. I don't do that. It's all random. But when I see 11:11, I stop whatever I'm doing and I hold that gratitude for as long as I can for whatever. And then if there's any time left, then I think about what it is I really want to manifest. So I look at number one as a very strong manifestation number. And you can say eights are two because that, well, you're, you know, trying to manifest money, for instance, or whatever, some financial security. But I look at ones as when a one will show up. Yeah, there's a number to really take a moment and okay, really think about what it is that you want to manifest, because I think there's also a thought. It's not about what you want. Because when you're just saying, I want something, that means you don't have it. So there's a real art to manifesting it and getting to the place where you're just waiting for it to happen. Basically, it's like, it's the structure you put around it, let me say. Because right now, there's something that I've been wanting for a really long time. And now when I think about it, I just think, oh, it's coming. I just don't know when.
Yeah.
So that's a whole different feeling than, oh, I want this. I don't, you know, I don't have it. It's being on the positive side of manifesting as yeah. opposed to looking at the solution, not the problem, right? You know, it's like, oh, okay. This is what I want. This will bring me that. And if you want money, spend it in your head. You know, what is it do you want this money for? The universe isn't just going to give you this money just to give it to you, right? You're going to have to, it's energy exchange. You're going to have to give it back. You're going to have to work with it. So if that's what you're looking at to manifest, then spend it in your head. You know, that's what I've done that a lot. You know, it's like, oh, wouldn't that be fun to have? Or, you know, oh, this group, oh my gosh, I can't wait to give them money, you know, or wouldn't this be fabulous to put some money into this and create this? And
mm-hmm. Yeah, no, absolutely. 100%. That's okay. That's really good to know.
Okay. Good.
So actually, I had a question, but it kind of like disappeared as we were talking. But then I want to bring it back real quick to when you were saying, like, you were talking about using the numbers, our name on our birth certificate, like the, I forget what you were saying about it, but how is that done? Like, how do you break that down?
Excellent question. And it's in my book, but let me tell you how you do it. Every number is attached to letters. Okay. So for instance, if you, an A, J, and an S are all number ones. So if A, J, there's two letters right there, but the first letter in your first name is a cornerstone letter. So it depends on whatever that number is. And that carries a little bit of weight in your chart. But back to your question, Tammy. So A, J, and S are one, B, K, and T are number two, CLU is number three, DMV is four, and on and on throughout the alphabet, all the way through nine. And then I and R are nine. So when you're writing out your name, you write down the numbers that coincide with the letters that you have in your name. Does that make sense? Yeah. And then you add those up. And from the vowels in your name, we get your inner number, your soul number. And which, by the way, let me tell you, yours is a six, AJ, which tells me that in your heart, you really do want a family. It's really important. Family is really important to you still throughout the rest of your life. The consonants are your personality. That's the outer you. That's who you show other people, okay? And that's cool because you're a four. So people see you as pretty structured. AJ, that you're loyal, the fours are loyal, responsible, and pretty structured. So people see you that way.
If only they knew that the structured, organized person that they think I am, I'm really not.
Well, maybe you need that, huh? Is that part
of it? I definitely do, 100%.
Right. So then there's another important number. Those are the core numbers we have. And your destiny number is a 110, which is awesome because that's the good karma number. But when you assign a number to all the your whole name on your birth certificate, that gives you your destiny, okay? And then when you add your destiny with your birth date, that gives you a maturity number that shows up about 40, because there's a maturity that happens about 40. And you both are old enough to know that there's a shifting in your life, that you see things differently about 40, give or take 35 to 40. So those, when you've, there's a lot of information we get from your birth date, but there's blanks that are getting filled in with your birth name. So once you get if you get my book, it'll have it all explained in there and how to figure out what your core numbers are.
Okay. Cool.
And all the other ones too. Sorry.
Where's your book? Is it on like Amazon?
Oh yeah, Amazon. Easily. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Wisdom and Numerology. And Susan, I don't think you have to put Susan in anymore. But yeah, Wisdom and Numerology, and it should show up. And it's absolutely this book. Oh, and you can get an ebook, and I think that's only like $5 too. I mean,
if you want it.
So yeah, it's a pretty good deal. And so super. And I'll let you know when the other one comes out.
Please message us. Please let us know.
Okay, will do.
So we can have you on. But Susan, thank you so much for coming on again. Do you want to ask anything else, Rick?
Oh no, that was amazing. She answered things that I didn't even get a chance to answer that question.
Yeah.
I had a lot of fun. What's not to like? I get to talk. So I had a blast. Thanks, AJ. Nice to
see you. That's awesome. Hey, thank you so much, Susan. Take care. I appreciate your time.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye. Wow. So what'd you think? I was blown away.
I've talked about numerology a few times, but I didn't realize how in depth it was. All the different numbers, all the different meanings. It's fascinating, and I just want to know more now.
Yeah, it's something that I've started to study, wanted to study for a long time, and then I got into it watching this YouTube channel. This YouTube guy talks about it constantly, and I came across Susan, and I was like, oh my gosh, I have to have her on the show. And she asked me a couple questions before she came on the show about my birthday, my name, and everything. And she was able to do that amazing reading. And I was blown away because everything she said, she hit on something that you either knew or I knew. Like, you know, it was wild to hear that. And even stuff for like your dad and stuff like that. Like, yeah, that's wild. So, we just want to say thank you so much to everyone who has checked out today's show and who will check out today's show. Everybody on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, all you guys that listen on the podcast listening channels, we appreciate you. And we just want to let you know that we love you. We send our support. And we just want to give a shout out to all of our hosts, especially Chris, who right now has suffered some medical thing that's really, really dangerous. Luckily, he's okay. He's recovering. He's at home. We just want to wish him well. Tell him that we love him and that we hope that everything is okay. And we hope that he is back on the show soon. So thank you guys so much, and thank you for all the prayers. Appreciate you guys.